Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
This is no social crisis, just another tricky day for you, fella. Hey, geeks, how are you? Back on Social Geek Radio. Today, we're going to tell some great stories and learn about storytelling from a master storyteller. First, I've got a quick announcement. The International Franchise Association Marketing, Innovation, and Technology Conference, which we now call hashtag MITCON, is happening in Austin, Texas, October 18th and 19th, 2018. It's also the conference formerly known as FranTech, if you want to use that hashtag too. I will be serving as your co-chair this year. So I'm working with the IFA on coming up with some awesome keynotes and workshops, and most importantly, networking events for anyone in marketing, operations, innovation, technology, in the franchise space. Check it out now. Information and registration is available at franchise.org. And I'm sure we're going to be telling some great stories and talking about marketing from a storytelling standpoint. So I really want to jump into our guest today, who's a certified story brand guide. And I want to find out exactly what the heck that is. It's John Morrison, founder of Get Clear Consulting. How are you, John?
Oh, very good, Jack. And I just want to say hi to all the geeks out there from a fellow geek.
Awesome. We love it when geeks come home to join us here. So, John, you are a master storyteller and you help your clients tell their stories. So let's start with you. What's your story? Give us a little background.
Yeah, so my background was that I was a preacher for many years, and through various circumstances, which we don't have time to get into all today, I ended up without a job, two kids, and a mortgage. So I had to kind of reinvent myself to just pay the bills. And I always knew that entrepreneurship was big in my family. My dad's, you know, a realtor, so we woke up every day with him unemployed. And my mom had her own business, and my brother had his own business, but I was the only one in ministry. And so I was kind of always the runt of the family. And then all of a sudden, I decided I wanted to start my own company. And so I did a bit of an audit of what I love, and I love stories. Every time I'd ever be communicating publicly, I noticed that whenever I started telling a story, the phones went down or people stopped daydreaming or the yawns decreased a bit, and they were really captivated by stories. And then I always saw like the rise of the internet as just a really cool opportunity. And so as an optimist and opportunist, I kind of saw that there was lots of potential to reach new people. And so I just kind of took those two things, the rise of the internet and my desire to tell stories, actually, and then throwing it with an entrepreneurial background. And I started my own company called Get Clear Consulting. But I needed a thing, you know, like I kind of needed a qualification, because not many people want to hire a preacher for their marketing unless they want to be shouted at or scolded or something, right?
You know, I don't know, John. It's amazing that you say that, because you are one of many people in the marketing field that I know who started in some form of ministry. And I don't know if it's, you know, you guys just are naturally great storytellers, or maybe you have a passion for serving customers and serving people and helping people or something like that. But I think there is a connection there, right?
Yeah, I think it is, like it's persuasion, and it's, you know, you get excited about a cause. Like every one of my clients, I think I'm more excited about their business sometimes than they are. And so getting to like the good of it, and here's how you're solving the world's problems, you know? So we're kind of, I guess that is kind of interesting. We are opportunists in that way. And you know, I think people in the church have a lot of skills that maybe can transfer over. That's what I learned, you know? I mean, I had to write a talk every single week, so I know how to write a keynote that captures people's attention. I know the important dynamics of a story and how to make a story sell. And, you know, anyway, so there are lots of transferable things. And I'm thankful for my upbringing in the church for that. But it was actually a book that I read by an author I had been following for a long time, and his name's Donald Miller. He wrote a book. It's now a best-selling and a must-read for anybody in marketing, I would say. And it's called Building a Story Brand. And I was reading that with my family as we were traveling in Maui, of course, with a three-year-old and a one-year-old. They weren't reading it, and I wasn't even reading it to them. but I was reading it on the plane, and I just could not put the thing down. I ended up reading it a bunch of times. I said to my wife, like, I'm oddly drawn to this book. And So needing to have something, like I said, to kind of build my shtick or my niche in the marketing consulting world, there was this offer at the end said, you know, if you're interested in applying some of these materials, we have these guides all over North America and they're trained up in this material and they will help you. And I was like, who are these guides, these mysterious people? And so I went to Nashville and made a huge investment, which was, it was tough at the time, especially my Canadian dollars being transferred into the States wasn't worth all that much.
Yeah. Ouch.
But you know what, like the momentum of the book and the opportunities that then came, I got my first lead with a new client as soon as my plane landed coming home from Nashville. And then the phone hasn't stopped ringing ever since. And I think there's something there about the power of story to capture people's attention in this noisy world that I credit, you know, I'm just riding on off this book's coattails, but you know, I've been able to put together a few original thoughts as well. So I hope to share a bit of both today with you and your listeners.
Yeah, let's get into it. So tell me about making a brand or a leader of a brand a good storyteller. Is that in essence what you're doing, is you're guiding people through?
Well, I think the essence of, I mean, we don't all have to be good storytellers. What we have to do is understand how story works, right? So you don't have to actually tell great stories. You just have to know people think in categories of story. We want to know that there's a beginning, that there's an end, and that there's some characters in the story that, you know, they're all trying to achieve something. And I think brands, the good brands, understand that every day, every single person that you want to do business with wakes up as the main character in a story. It just happens to be their story. Mm-hmm. And they actually want to win their story. They want to have, you know, what we dream about as kids, to have the happily ever after. That's what we want for our kids too. We just want them to be happy. We want them to achieve their goals, to make an impact, and to have everything work out. But there's these problems, right? We don't get happily ever after every day. And so people all around the world today woke up with a bunch of problems that they needed to solve to get to where they wanted to go. And everybody's doing that. That's why we all identify with the protagonist in every story, right? We identify with Frodo and Luke Skywalker and Liam Neeson in Taken. Oh, I should say Taken 1, because not many people have seen Taken 2. Nor is it worth at the time of the ones who did.
But I think if you've seen Taken 1, you've seen Taken 2.
That's right. Yeah. And they've taken your money after that as well. But that's why we love to talk about ourselves so much, right? We want to be the heroes of our story. And we think, you know, that's the most important thing is our story. And you've seen it when someone is actually, when you've been at a party or a networking thing and someone just loves talking about themselves. Why do they do that? Because they're the hero of a story that's important to them. And they think everyone should know about it. But then when they ignore us, we think, well, hey, why are you not paying attention to me and my story? My story is important too. Mm-hmm. So what happens too often is that we have two heroes of a story, two protagonists talking to each other, and they both want to talk about themselves. The thing that I think marketing, anybody in marketing needs to understand, or any business leader needs to realize, is that your customer is a hero and they're looking for some help to win their day. That's why I say you don't have to tell a good story, because the truth is most of your people aren't thinking about your story at all. One example that I tell people when they say, hey, come work with me. You're the story guy. We want to tell our story. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be a waste of both of our time and money, because nobody really cares about your story. And I say, imagine if Clorox Bleach hired us and they said, you know, help us tell our story, because, you know, people need to know about the history of our company. You know, we started in the 40s in a chemistry lab, and we discovered a great recipe and grandpa passed it on, but there was a big family feud and, you know, the one brother wanted to take the company in one direction, the other one wanted to go a different direction, so there was a big fight and then eventually one brother took it and was like, boring, I don't care about Clorox Bleach at all unless I've got a stain on my shirt before my big presentation. And if I don't get that stain off my shirt, I'm going to look like a doofus. And I don't want to look like a doofus, because part of my story means me looking good. So all of a sudden Clorox Bleach becomes very powerful to me and in within my story. And that's the essence of story-based marketing, I believe, is putting your brand as a solution to one of the hero's problems, to your client's problems. And that's why storytellers understand that there's an important character that needs to be inserted into a story. You know, if Frodo is struggling to get a ring to Mordor, we know that Gandalf is there to help him. And so Gandalf is inserted as a guide to Frodo, or maybe it's Yoda to Luke Skywalker, or maybe it's, you know, there's just so many, all the great stories that we have, Haymitch to Katniss. We love these characters. They're the strong ones because they're the ones that say, hey, protagonist, hey, hero, I can help you. I can lead you. I can show you the plan to get to where you want to go. And all of a sudden now the guide becomes very enticing to the hero. It's saying, you can help me solve my problems. You can help me win my day, win the day. You can help me with my happily ever after. I'm very interested in this. And so this is how brands, I believe today, need to insert themselves into their character's story, not as another hero. Look at me. Look at what we've done. Look at our awards. Look at our famous recipes. Look at how great we are. No, that's just putting yourself as another hero in another story. What you want to say is, hey, this is how we can help you. Here's the features that will benefit you, right? Always talking from a client's perspective. And that's, I think, the big story dynamic that we need to get today.
And I think the brands that do this really well are the ones that we see on social media as being successful in social media, meaning they're not just, you know, running videos about behind the scenes at the Clorox plant, but they're showing images and videos of their customers and users who look good, right? Because Clorox made, or whatever product, made them look good. And that's why they're showing the user generated content that, you know, this brand helped someone look good. Not necessarily everything is just constantly brand, brand, brand. And I think that kind of plays into the, you know, don't constantly be pitching and promoting your brand. You're telling the story, not of you, but of your customer, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And customers want to see themselves, their ideal self, their victorious self in your marketing collateral. So you want to help them. You want to go to their happily ever after in your mind, find an image or a video that captures that, stick it on their newsfeed in some way, whether it be paid or organically. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, this is my happily ever after. How do I get there? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you become very interesting to them, because if you're promising this, you can, let's say, take them over to the river where on the other side of the river is happily ever after in their mind, and all their friends are there and, you know, their ideal self is there, but they're stuck on the bank of the river on the other side. You can come beside and say, actually, I've got a plan that will get you there. Here's three steps you can take and I will have you over there. So take the first step, call to action, and you can be there. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this brand is sticking out. They're not just talking about themselves and how great they are. They're actually wanting to help me achieve what it is that I want in life, right? So that's actually very helpful. And I think the other thing too is just, you know, getting in people's heads and saying, you know, what's keeping them up at night? And the more you can understand who your ideal client is and then get into their, kind of psychoanalyze them and say, you know, what are their pain points? And you can start putting stuff in their social media feeds, wherever it may be, saying, hey, we can help you with this pain point. And you'll become very clickable at that moment, right? Whether it be a blog, whether it be a resource, a free PDF or something that solves their pain. I mean, there's so many options that you have out there, but people are looking on social media for solutions to their pain. And I think Facebook gets this better than most, is that, you know, they know that to be valuable to the public, they need to figure out what your pain is and then stick it in your newsfeed and what you enjoy and
right,
what you need help with and what you're clicking on usually, right? So somebody who's interested in buying a home will all of a sudden get all these maybe moving ads or blogs about moving, or someone getting divorced will all of a sudden have all these lawyers in their newsfeeds because they'll need to be looking for a lawyer or different counselors. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of things that Facebook knows. We're going to help you solve some of your pain here to give you the life you've always wanted.
Yeah, I think that's why Facebook constantly yells at us advertisers that, oh, there's too much text in that ad.
Right.
Get rid of all of that text. You need to show more pretty pictures and you need to show customers and happy people and you know, things like that. Stop with the bullet points. Tell a story, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the copy that you put underneath is so important as well, right? Because that is going to, the words are quite compelling too. If you just have pictures and people see happy people, and it's like, oh, those are some happy people. But what is this actually about? What are they leading me to? And if you confuse them in what you're trying to accomplish, then people just have no appetite for being confused, right? There's just so many messages that are confusing out there. It just creates more noise. So that's why I called my company Get Clear, is I just help people clarify exactly what it is that they do, how to do business with them. And people just appreciate that because the clear tend to win the day.
Yeah, clear and simple and not overly complicated. And I guess that's the essence of a good story, right? It's something that's easily understood and followed. And right, you don't have to keep going back to it. Our guest today is John Morrison, the founder of Get Clear Consulting. John, we've talked quite a bit about social media. What other tools and trends and tactics are you using, or do you see coming our way throughout the rest of the year and maybe into next year, that you're using with your clients to help them tell the story and be part of their customer story?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm a Gary Vee fan, as probably many people listening are. Sure. And Gary Vee is always talking about follow the attention, right? So I'm not here trying to make any new technologies. I'm not an app developer. I just kind of follow and look at what people are doing and realize that this is where we need to be putting ourselves. So probably in a bygone era, I would have told clients, you know, make sure you have a Facebook page. But today I'm telling them all, make sure you have a Facebook group, because Facebook really is promoting groups.
Yeah.
In fact, every time somebody posts in the group that I host, it's called Story Brand Your Business, where we just teach, it's kind of a group think about story-based marketing. So I think people love it because it's free and, you know, they don't have to pay anything for it. But every time somebody posts in my group, Facebook not only puts it on a notification, but they actually put it right in my inbox saying somebody has posted in your group. And I know it does it for all people. And then I'm just thinking, if that's the case, Facebook is really promoting this right now. And so I would say, if you don't have a group, a tribe around your business, and I love what Seth Godin says, definition of a tribe is people like us do stuff like this. So whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're in chiropractic care, like I tell my chiropractic clients, get a group around you and use that to promote your stuff, because you know that Facebook's going to be highlighting whatever you post. And people are going to be reading it, and you can actually see how many people have read it. It'll tell you. Anyways, that's one thing. So Facebook
group. Yeah, and it's free reach right now. You know, this is, groups are like, you know, Facebook back in the good old days of 2014, where it's pretty much near 100% organic reach if you put something in a group. So
exactly.
That's a great tip, John.
Yeah, one of the other things that I think is helpful for what I'm doing is just creating landing pages. I just create landing pages for no reason, just because they're fun to make. But if you don't have a landing page software engine that you've got, you know, something that you can just pump out a landing page really quickly, I just think they're so effective for clickbait. You can literally just customize anything and make it look good, because there's so many great templates out there, whether it's an event you're promoting or mm-hmm. a podcast or a blog that you want, or even just a little feature that you're offering. So I made a landing page just for you, Jack, and your social geek team. You know, like it's just landing pages are just the thing these days, it seems. And so if you don't have something that you trust, whether it be lead pages, I use a one called Landing Eye or Landingy, I think they also call it. But anyways, there's lots of different cool pages out there, or software that you can use to create landing pages. I would just tell people to use that as your clickbait for your social media ads.
And so you're sending people to more landing pages to sort of further that story relationship, not so much sending them to the somewhat tired about us page on a website, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that gets eyebrows lifted is when people tell me, like, what should I say on my about us page? I say, don't talk about you as much as you can. Don't talk about you. Only talk about us as it relates to about them. And so about us, I mean, it's interesting, because I would like to get rid of an about us section entirely on a website, because websites, but it is actually one of the most clicked pages. So I always say, people are not necessarily always looking to know stuff about you, you know, like your hobbies or necessarily what your dog's name is or whatever. They really just want to see themselves in you. Can I trust you as an empathetic guide for me and my problems? So you always got to be thinking in your about us section, what is it about them? And then you can maybe put it on social media. But the truth is, I think you know, people want to go to pages that capture their attention. So what's the problem that you're solving? And then how are you solving it? How does this give people hope that they can achieve their happily ever after? And then what's the call to action? I think every page should just be like problem, solution, maybe establish yourself as a trusted authority, only so that people know that if they're going to give you their money, that it's worth the risk, right? So it's not your first rodeo. So how do you put that in? And then a call to action. And every page on your website, or whether it be you create a landing page, just says problem, solution, establish yourself as the guide, and then call to action there. Maybe a testimonial to again, establish your trustworthiness as a guide for them. But that's how I create landing pages now. Maybe I'll be punished by Google one day, and my clients will, but I just think if you're doing SEO, you can really target keywords and events and ideas. You can use it for your Google AdWords. You know, you're making landing pages, and it's just an easy click for people that just makes one point and calls people to action. That's why I use landing pages so much. And I just love them.
I don't think you're going to be punished or, you know, who knows, 6 months from now, everything will be different anyway. So if someone's downloaded this podcast in the year 2020 and they're listening to this and they're saying landing pages, I remember those. Yeah. Or they could be saying, a corporate website, what's that? We only use landing pages now. So,
or I never saw Jack Munson become the president of Facebook. I never saw that one.
Right. Who knows? That's
Instagram
not
TV star or whatever.
That's not going to happen until 2022. So, John, give our listeners a place where they can go, landing page, website, LinkedIn, wherever you want to send someone in case they've got some more questions for you and they would like to connect.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things they could do. One, if they're just interested in seeing my website, what we do, how you kind of set up a story-branded website that just has one clear call to action, you can go to getclear.ca. And just see, you know, this is kind of how we set up websites. This is how the story brand framework is applied in a website. You can email me if you have a question. It's just John, J-O-N, at getclear.ca. But also there's the thing that that I said I created just for you and your team there, your tribe. And that's this opportunity to really get in touch with your customer story. So we have this session called a brand script session. And one of the things that we do in this session is we identify who is your ideal client and what are their pain points? What's keeping them up at night? How are they feeling about it? Because I think that's important. You know, you want to get at the internal problem. So it's not just the external problem. Like, you know, there's their sinks clogged or something. It's how does a clogged sink make them feel? Because that actually markets a lot more powerful.
Yeah.
The internal storm that goes inside of me whenever I hear that the toilet's clogged again because my daughter flushed a Barbie down, that will market, I tell you, brother. And then we just go through how are you going to establish yourself as a guide to your client and what's the plan for them, what's their happily ever after, what happens if they don't work with you, and how are we going to apply this to your marketing collateral? All that is very valuable. In fact, I would never populate a website with words. I would never do another social media post until you really get clear. Who are you talking to and what do they need to hear so that you can position yourself in their life as someone who's very valuable and not just creating more noise?
Cool. And where can we see that?
Yeah, it's called getclear.ca/socialgeek. I can send you the link.
John Morrison, founder of Get Clear Consulting, thank you so much for telling us some stories today, and we hope to talk to you again very soon.
That's my privilege. Thank you so much for having me. It's good to chat with you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, and good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.